Shari Yashoda Nandana Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Shari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Shari Yashoda Nandana Yamuna Tiravana Shari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. So we are reading this morning from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 20, chapter entitled Pure Devotional Service, text number 6. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Yogastrayo Maya Prokta Niranam Shreyo Vidhitsaya Jnanam Karmam Cha Bhaktischa Na Upayo Anya Asti Kutrachet Na Upayo Anya Asti Kutrachet Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Yogastrayo Maya Prokta Niranam Shreyo Vidhitsaya Jnanam Karmam Cha Bhaktischa Karma Cha Bhaktischa No Payo Anyasti Kutrachet Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Yogastrayo Maya Prokta Niranam Shreyo Vidhitsaya Jnanam Karmam Cha Bhaktischa Jnanam Karma Cha Bhaktischa No Payo Anyasti Kutrachet Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Yogashraya Maya Prokta Jnanam karmacha bhaktischa na upayo anyastri kutrachet Shri Bhagavan uvacha yogastrayo maya prokta Jnanam karmam cha bhaktischa No payo anyasti kutrachet Matajis Shri Bhagavan Uvacha The Supreme Personality of Godhead said Yogaha processes Trayaha three Maya by me Proktaha described Niranam of human beings श्रेयः परफेक्शन विधित्सया डिजायरिंग टू बिस्टाउ ज्ञानम द पाथ ऑफ फिलॉसफी कर्म द पाथ ऑफ वर्क च ऑल्सो भक्ति द पाथ ऑफ डिवोशन च ऑल्सो न नो उपाय मीन्स अन्य अदर अस्ति एग्जिस्ट कुत्रचित व्हाटसोएवर. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Uddhav, because I desire that human beings may achieve perfection, I have presented three paths of advancement. The path of knowledge, the path of work, and the path of devotion. Besides these, there is absolutely no other means of elevation. Purport. Ultimately, the goal of philosophical speculation, pious regulated work, that's jnana and karma, and devotional service is the same. Krishna consciousness. So the goal is same. As stated by the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stathaiva bhajami aham mama vartamanu vartante manushya parth sarvashah. All of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. Although all authorized processes of human perfection ultimately lead to Krishna consciousness or love of God, various performers have specific propensities and qualifications and thus gravitate to different methods of self-realization. Lord Krishna here describes the three authorized processes together in order to emphasize that their ultimate goal is one. At the same time, philosophical speculation and regulated pious work can never be considered equal to pure love of Godhead, as the Lord has elaborately clarified in the previous chapters. The word traya or three indicates that despite their ultimate oneness of purpose, the three paths display diversity in progress and achievement. One cannot achieve the same result by mere speculation or piety that one achieves by directly surrendering to the personality of Godhead, depending completely on His mercy and friendship. The word karma here indicates work dedicated to the personality of Godhead, as described in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, Yajyarthanat karma anyatra loko yam karma bandana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sanga samachara. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work binds one to the material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for His satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain unattached and free from bondage. In the process of jnana, one seeks impersonal liberation, by merging into the glaring effulgence of the personality of Godhead. Such liberation is considered hellish by the devotees, because by merging one loses all awareness of the supreme blissful nature of the Lord as Bhagavan, the Supreme Person. Therefore, the performers of karma or regulated work seek three aspects of human progress other than liberation, namely religiosity, economic development, sense gratification. The fruity workers think that by exhausting each of their innumerable material desires, they will gradually come out of the dark tunnel of material existence into the clear light of spiritual liberation. This process is very dangerous and uncertain, because not only is there virtually no limit to material desires, but even a slight flaw in the process of regulated work continues. There's no limit to material desire, but even a slight flaw in the process of regulated work constitutes sin and throws one off the path of progressive life. The devotees directly aim for love of Godhead and are therefore most pleasing to the Supreme Lord. In any case, all three divisions of Vedic elevation depend completely on the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna. One cannot progress along any one of these paths without the blessings of the Lord. Other Vedic processes such as austerity, charity and so forth are included within the three primary divisions described here. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksharon Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Khadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrachatan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Niravishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Panghum Langayate Girim Yad Kripat Tamaham Vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. So seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, Krishna, so that I can speak something on this very essential, beautiful subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Feeling very, very unqualified to sit on this seat and speak amongst all of you, very learned, sincere practitioners of bhakti. But for my own purification, I will speak something from this beautiful subject matter. So we are reading this beautiful section on pure devotional service. In the last five chapters, we very heard from the eloquent speakers of different questions Uddhavji is asking the Supreme Lord, clarifying about the process of pure devotional service, differentiating different processes of piety, impiety, and now in this, beginning with this verse, Sri Krishna explains in this particular verse that since I desire that people achieve perfection, so that is, Krishna is revealing that his desire, Nirnam Shreyo Viditsaya, that it is my desire that everyone achieves perfection. That is the Lord's desire. There are unlimited number of living entities in this world, but Krishna has an each and individual loving relationship with each and every living being. And Krishna desires every living entity is coming back. Interesting, Krishna is saying that that's his unique relationship with every individual being, and Krishna wants everyone to come back. Uh-huh. It's not that those, like somebody who has left us or somebody has rejected us, and it's not easy to pray for that person or ask for that person. Somebody does something harm to us and come to us again to come back, or we don't facilitate that person's well-being. It's very, very difficult, requires. But here Krishna is saying that I am wanting that everyone comes back to me. Achieve perfection. I desire that human beings may achieve perfection. So therefore then Krishna is saying that there are three paths of advancement. The path of knowledge, the path of work, and the path of devotion. So these three paths. And Krishna, of course, very emphatically says that there is no other means of elevation other than the three. So every other path is included or is categorized in these three, either the jnana or the karma or the path of bhakti. And in the purport, it is explained, ye yatha mam prapadyante, that Krishna says that as one surrenders, I reward accordingly. That's the first part of the purport where they describes that depending on different propensities or qualifications of the persons, people gravitate to a particular path which suits his nature, his liking. So that's what it's mentioned here, that then Krishna eventually brings all to the path of devotion through these. So these are different channels which are there. Ultimately, it's described here that the purpose of all these paths is to love Krishna, to achieve the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And then later in the purport, it is described a little elaborately about what karma refers to. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. That's what karma yoga is. That will not bind one to material world. And then it is described that mostly performance of karma or regulated work, those who perform seek religiosity, economic development and sense gratification. So that risk is they can just be trapped between religiosity, economic development and just sense gratification. And the gyan margis can get just stuck to looking for liberation. And as the Prabhupada, or in the purport beautifully describes, but for the devotees, that's more than hellish. Because there's no glories of the Supreme Lord, there's no bhakti, there's no seva. And a devotee does not want, or it considers hellish actually, to be in a liberated state. Otherwise it's a very, very exalted state in one sense, we all, in our difficulties, in our challengings, times, we think that, अरे यार मुक्त हो जाए तो ही अच्छा है, नहीं? कई बार लगते हैं भक्ति में विद द स्ट्रगल्स एंड चैलेंजेस, इट्स लाइक ठीक है यार चलो मुक्ति ही मिल जाए तो भी चलेगा, नहीं? एटलीस्ट दैट टेंडेंसी कम्स एट लीस्ट लिबरेशन, बट फॉर द डिवोटीज, बट द रियल सेटिस्फैक्शन इज नॉट देयर इन द पाथ ऑफ और इन द अल्टीमेट गेन ऑफ लिबरेशन, बिकॉज एज इट इज एज इन द लिबरेशन देयर इज नो रेसिप्रोकेशन और नो सेवा विच इज द इटर्नल धर्म of the living entity. So therefore this, that satisfaction, the real satisfaction which a living entity is hankering for or looking for, rests only in eternal service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever this path of karma, if one gets stuck through economic development, sense gratification, religiosity, or through jnana to mukti, one still does not experience the real satisfaction of the heart which each one of us or which each living entity is hankering for. Therefore, the purport concludes that devotees directly aim for love of Godhead. That's our constitutional position. And therefore, most pleasing to the Supreme Lord. And that's most pleasing to the Supreme Lord. Also, when a living entity asks for bhakti or devotion or is on the path of devotional service, that is what is most pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though all the other processes, the karma or the jnana, is given by the Supreme Lord, but when one takes to devotional service the path of bhakti, or when one fixes the goal as love of Godhead, then one himself and the Supreme Lord both achieve great satisfaction. Of course, the purport concludes that one cannot progress along any of these paths without the blessings of the Supreme Lord. And that's how this beautiful purport concludes. So that's, in essence, this purport or this verse is saying there are three paths and all have the same goal of Krishna consciousness, but the path of bhakti or devotion is that which gives great happiness and satisfaction. And through one beautiful pastimes from Krishna's Leela, we will see today how this fact is corroborated in one of the beautiful episodes from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto. This beautiful lesson is corroborated in this episode of the deliverance of the Brahman Patnis. This is the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, the 23rd chapter. Srila Shukadeva Goswami describes Krishna and Balaram are on their daily duty, daily job to herding the cows. Interesting, that's Vrindavan. Krishna's daily job is to go and herd the cows. Of course, it's mainly fun time in Vrindavan. It's not that they have to be always behind the cow. There's nice fresh grasses, clear water to drink, and lush green grasses. So it's easy. It's not that they have to be behind the cows all the time and look for this. And it's just cows are on their own, and the children are their own, having fun time, having lunch, having their own games and sports and decorations and offering flower garlands and dancing and imitating the peacocks and humming like the bees. So like that, it's a basically a fun time. It's not a 9-to-5 job which Krishna has to do in Vrindavan. So they go to Vrindavan, and this beautiful episode, Shukadeva Goswami describes that Krishna and Balaram are there, and it's been a long day. Probably that was a long day when they were there. And the cowherd friends were very, very hungry. And they asked Krishna and Balaram, Rama Rama Mahabaho Krishna Dushta Nirbharan. That describes that we are very, very hungry. Of course, this is Sri Vrindavan Dham. They knew that Krishna and Balaram are hungry. So they cannot say that, please arrange food for you. So we are hungry, so you arrange food for us. That is Vrindavan. Everyone wants to serve. Krishna and Balaram want to serve the Gopas. The Gopas want to serve Krishna and Balaram. That is the mood of Sri Vrindavan. Everyone wants to serve the other. That is Sri Vrindavan Dham mood. Here Krishna and Balaram saying that we are harassed by anger. The demon of hunger is tormenting us. We have killed so many demons. So now this demon of hunger is tormenting us. Please help us. Please protect us. Please pacify our hunger. Pet mein chuhe daud rahe hain. I don't know. How did this term come? I don't know. Pet mein chuhe daud rahe hain. Maybe the intestines, that's like the rats calling, or what is that? I don't know how this come, but somehow they were saying that pet mein chuhe daud rahe hain, whatever. That they were hungry now and wanting to eat some food. And then Krishna in the beautiful, to reciprocate with the desires, Krishna smiles, prasidam idam abhravet, very happy and thinking about what can be done. That's Krishna. He wants to do, with one act, multitasking. So he's thinking about the Brahman patnis who were there. Oh wow, this is a chance, I can satisfy them, I can teach a lesson to the Brahmanas, I can satisfy my friends. So that's Krishna's multitasking technology. He was thinking about this thing, he smiled and spoke to these boys. Otherwise it was not difficult for Krishna to mitigate the hunger. Maybe they didn't bring lunch boxes that day. Usually Yashoda Mai and all the gopas and friends, they would have this. Probably it's described it was a long day. So maybe that lunch got over, or they didn't bring that day, or they were, I don't know what's the reason, but anyways, they were hungry. The point is, they were hungry that day and they wanted to have some prasad or something. So Krishna, of course Krishna wants, he can just mitigate the hunger, but Krishna wanted to perform this beautiful leela or pastime. We know this pastime of Lota Baba, when Krishna was going with Akrurji on a beautiful, nice chariot to Mathura. Of course, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, but then this pastime, and Krishna was going with Akrurji, and Lota Baba on his way, he happened to see Krishna, and he just stops the chariot. Hey, Lala, where are you going? We have to eat lunch together. We have to take prasad together. Where are you going? And why are you going alone? Krishna says, no, I have been invited alone. What can I do? Mama has invited for a wrestling match. So he was like surprised. Hey, you just fight with us and we defeat you. What will you do there? They're fighting. We'll all come with you. He said, no. Only we have been invited, so we have to go. It is Mama's request. To jana padega bhai. Mama ka pyar hai, bulana padega. So we have to go. I have to go. But then Lota was thinking that I'll entice Krishna. He says, oh, my mother has made some nice kachoris for you. You come and stay back. Let's have prasad and then you can go. So Krishna looks at Akrurji, and then Akrurji signals, no, we have to go. It's getting late. So Krishna says, no, my friend, I have to go. So Lota was thinking what to do. He said, no, nice kachori, your favorite is there. What should we do? Let's take prasad together. He said, okay, no problem. You have to go, at least take this with you. So Lota just hands over his prasadam tiffin or dabba, whatever, or the potli he had to Krishna. Krishna takes over. Krishna also has tears in his eyes. And then he moves a little forward, and then he taps on Akrurji. Krishna taps on Akrurji and says, no, stop. Krishna looks back with tears in his eyes. Lota, you have given your lunch back to me, lunch box to me. What will you eat? Where are your prasad? So then, of course, he says that, my dear Krishna, my dear Kana, without you, I will not be able to eat. I won't get hunger. Only when you come back, I will eat. When will you be back? He said, Krishna said, I'll be back soon. Maybe the day after, I'll be back. But I won't be able to eat till the time you come back. I'll not feel any hunger or any pangs of hunger till the time you come back. I will not eat anything without you. So he just stays back there. And then Krishna, with tears in his eyes, he folds his hand. Krishna says, I will pray to Lord Narayan that till the time I come back, you will not feel any pangs of hunger. So Krishna could have done that. I pray to Narayan, your hunger gets. No, Krishna wanted to do his leela here in this case. Of course, as we hear many times, the devotees explains that it is the remembrance of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his leelas, and his remembrance kept Lota Baba alive and happy and going strong. But of course Krishna said that, I'll pray to Narayan that you don't feel hungry here. But here in this case, Krishna had his own mission and project to to serve the Brahman Patnis, to teach a lesson to the Karmakandi Brahmanas, as we are reading in this episode. So he says, so Krishna says, so please go to the sacrificial arena where there are a group of Brahmanas who are very, very learned, very, very intelligent in their ritualistic performance, and they are performing the Angiras sacrifice, Yajna. So you please go to them and ask for food in charity. Tell them that my elder brother Sri Balaramji and myself are here with all our cowherd friends and very nearby, and we are herding the cows and we are very, very hungry. So please give us some food. So go and beg, yachitasmat, that go and beg for food for the Brahmanas. So then, instructed by the Supreme Lord, they went, they stood before the Brahmanas, folded their arms, folded their palms, offered their dandavat pranams to the Brahmanas, offered their respects, but the Brahmanas were absorbed in their yajna. No response, not even acknowledging their presence. As many times those who go out for distribution, book distribution, they have those experience. You go out in the train and tell them, Bhagavad Gita dekhiye. There's no response. People don't even look at you as if you don't exist, as if they just thief through you. Something like that. These Brahmanas were there. The preachers are going, taking Krishna's message. But these Brahmanas are absorbed in their ritualistic sacrifice. Not even looking at towards them, not even acknowledging their presence, that these boys have come. Must have, a few boys must have gone. So they offer their pranams. They finally, they say, oh earthly gods, oh you are special people, you are earthly gods. Please hear us, Shruno. Please hear us what we have come to plea to you. And we all wish good to you. You are very learned. You are scholarly people. Please. And they explain how Krishna and Balaram here, they are the Supreme Lord, they are very nearby, very hungry. And of course, they explain even that anyone who is hungry is fit to receive the charity, food charity. The Shastras explain that anyone who is hungry is fit to receive food charity. One should not make any distinction. Koi bhi bhooka hai, usko Bhagavat Prasad mil jana chahiye. Kahin rok nahi honi chahiye. So in this way, they told that this is what it is, and they go on to detail whatever little they knew, that this is the right time of the yajna, that it's allowed to give the prasad or to someone who is asking for charity at this point of time. But unfortunately for the Brahmanas, they did not heed to any of their words, did not even acknowledge their presence. Shukadev Goswami says, Iti te bhagavat yachanam shranavanto apina shushrushuva shudra asha bhuri karmano balisha vridh maninah. Shukadev Goswami very brilliantly describes that Iti te bhagavat yachana. These boys had gone with Bhagavat Yachana, begging on behalf of the Supreme Lord. Like a preacher goes out begging on behalf of Krishna and his Guru. Shanamato apina shushru. They did not even hear what they had to say. As many of the devotees who go out for preach have experienced, people are not ready to listen to what the message you have to give. Shudra asha. Petty, selfish desires. People are absorbed in their own selfish little worlds, looking for their immediate material happinesses. Do not disturb me. I am busy with my earning. I am busy with my children. I am busy with my family. I am busy with my YouTube. I am busy with whatever else. Unlimited reasons to not listen to the devotees. Shudra asha. Bhuri karmana. Elaborate efforts are being these in this world just to fulfill the basic necessities of life. That's what Shukadev Goswami and the Acharyas in the purport explains, that Bhuri Karmana, that elaborate efforts are being made to just meet the bare necessities of life. Whereas the Bhagavat Yachana by the devotees is being unheard by the people in general. So that's it. Balisha Vriddha Maninaha. And they are thinking that they are very intelligent people in this world, are thinking that we are very, very intelligent. We have made tremendous spiritual, material advancement. I was with one person recently. We were discussing about something about body and soul, and he was telling us, what are you saying, Prabhuji? What do you think you are saying? In the next few years, we will not even die. We will live till 125 years. He was telling about whatever medical advancement they are having. They have some those artificial intelligence gadget which you just put on your back, and even the blind person can, through that, like those, what is that? Driverless cars, those mechanisms on your own body, you can't, even if you are blind, you'll be able to go through and this and that, and then lifespan will be go beyond 125 years, just a matter of few years. Medical science is advancing so much. What relevance is your wisdom of the Shastras is there? We don't need all that stuff which you are speaking about. We are happy in this world. That's the illusion of this material world. Bhuri Karmana, working really hard to make somehow this world comfortable, happy, blissful. But as the scriptures describes, the bottom line, since the bottom line or the basis, the foundation of the material existence is based on untruth, on considering this body is all in all, dehi, that the basis of this material advancement, the basic foundation is, the premise itself is wrong, that we are this bodies. So the problem is with the basic. So whatever the foundation we build on, that efforts to make the body comfortable, happy or whatever else, since the basic premise that we are these bodies is wrong, therefore that the building which they build, or which they may build a 50 story or a 100 story or a 1000 story or a 2000 or touching the moon, those buildings will eventually collapse. It cannot give real satisfaction which the soul is hankering for. Balisha Vriddhamani. They're thinking they're very, very intelligent, that we'll be able to figure out a solution to death. But their basis is, the basic premise is wrong. Sri Prabhupada often quotes the example of Professor Kotowski. So he's thinking he's very, very intelligent, but he says at the time of death, the body is finished, the soul is finished, everything is finished. So their basic premise of material advancement is wrong. Therefore, to expect that it will bring forth a complete happiness or satisfaction in the society through material efforts alone is a phantasmagoria, or like a horse's egg or flowers in the sky. So that's what here these Brahmanas who are absorbed in Bhuri Karmana, elaborate efforts to achieve the Swargaloka or happiness in this world, through either through Karmakand or through Jnanakand, as we are reaching in this purport. But till the time we come to this conclusion that we are not these bodies, and act on this premise and develop our life based on this premise, we cannot achieve the purpose of life or elevation in Krishna consciousness. Of course, the boys try to explain, as the duty of the preacher. Desha kala prathagravya mantra tantra agya deva yajman kratur. Everything is alright at this stage of time to give the food, but there's no response. So then they were disappointed. Naturally, for a preacher, when he goes out, no response or poor response, he's disappointed. So they were gone with this Bhagavad Yachana, but they were disappointed. They go back, and Krishna, of course, he heard them. He simply laughed. Krishna simply smiled. Okay, you had gone there. Then he explains that this is how it is, Lokim Gatim. That's how this in this material world is. You approach people, some will accept, some will reject. So then, wherever you see a favorable environment, go and preach there. So now, he says that you go to the wives of these Brahmanas and then tell them that my elder brother Sri Balaram and myself are there and we are very nearby and we are hungry. So please go to them again. Please go to them now and ask for food. So the cowherd men, the cowherd boys, they go to the Brahman Patnis at their home and where they were staying. And when they saw those chaste ladies very beautifully decorated, making arrangements, helping their husbands with the wonderful sacrifice they were doing, they bowed down, offered their respects, and with great humility addressed them that in very nearby Abhidure, very nearby Krishna and Balaram are herding the cows and all his friends and all of them are here and they are requesting if we can be offered some prasad or some food which can be offered. And so the wives of the Brahmanas, and contrast to what the Brahmanas, how they responded, not even acknowledging their presence, the wives of the Brahmanas were very, very eager to see Krishna because they have been hearing about Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys and their leelas from the various betel nut sellers or the flower ladies and other Brajabasis who would come to their house in that area and they would talk about Krishna and Balaram, about their leelas, about their different activities, about their beauties. So that had aroused a sincere eagerness in their minds and hearts and they were like always thinking and meditating, when will Krishna come or when will we get an opportunity to see Krishna? And now when they heard that Krishna and Balaram are very nearby, they were very, very excited, inspired, happy to just get this opportunity. And they just collected all the bhoga, what was ready for the yajna, chaturvidham bahugunam, very nicely prepared, the chaturvidham, that which is chewed, which is swallowed, which is licked and which is sucked, all different varieties of bhoga which was prepared for the yajna. They immediately collected all that, packed everything, picked everything and moved towards where the cowherd, with the cowherd boys, towards where Krishna and Balaram were there. Like rivers moving towards the ocean. Samudra iva nimagnaha. Like that. That was their intense eagerness, intense desire to serve Supreme Lord, developed through constant hearing or regular hearing of their leelas and pastimes. So in this way, of course, every endeavor in this world to surrender to the Supreme Lord is obstructed. So that is, so every love story there has to be a villain or there has to be some obstruction. Otherwise there's no, the climax to the scene. So it's not that they just picked up the vessel and there was no one to stop them. Yes, there were obstructions. Nishidhyamana, Patibhir, Bratribhir, Bandubhir, Sutai. So like that, there were, for some there was family, for some there were husbands, for some there were fathers, for some there were mothers, for some mother-in-law, from sister-in-law, for some their children were stopping. So different obstacles for different people in this world when we want to go to Krishna. So each one of us have our own fathers, our own mothers, our own wives, our own children, our own things, or our own sets of conditionings, our own karma baggages, our own desires to enjoy. So all that things which can stop us from going towards Krishna, running towards Krishna. So they were trying to run, but all these different things were coming. But Shukadev Goswami explains what comes to their rescue, what gives them the strength to overcome these obstacles from their fathers, from their husbands, from their children is dhirga shruta drit ashayaha. Dhirga shruta. For a long time, shruta, because of hearing drit ashayaha, acquired expectations because of hearing long time. They acquired that energy, that strength, that desire to overcome these obstacles which were there on the path. Beautiful lesson for all of us also, that Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Regularly when we are in touch of Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing the glories of the Supreme Lord, His qualities, His pastimes, that give us the strength to overcome these obstacles. So therefore when obstacles come in our path of devotional life, which will come for any love story to get complete or get a climax, in our own love story to Krishna, there will be definitely some villains, some demons, some obstacles, some husbands, some wives, some internets, or something or the other will be there for each one of us. Our own conditionings, our own minds, all our baggages, what we have, will come to stop us when we want to run to Krishna, when we want to go for darshan to the Supreme Lord, when we want to serve Krishna with the bhoga, which is actually belongs to Him. But there are these obstacles which are going to come. And what will help us is dhirga shruta drit ashaya, having that faith which we will receive by long hearing for a long time, hearing from the pure devotees of the Supreme Lord. And once when one is able to overcome these obstacles, Sukadev Goswami describes what awaits a sadhaka, what awaits the devotee is a beautiful form of the Supreme Lord. Along the river Yamuna, on the banks of, decorated with buds of the Ashoka trees, they saw the beautiful form of Krishna and Balaram with his cowherd friends. Shamam hiranya paridhim vanamalya barha dhatu pravala natavasham anvatram sam vinyasta hastam itirena dhunana abjam karnota palak kapol mukhabjahasam. So this is what awaits a devotee who overcomes all the obstacles, the challenges which awaits our path. When they saw his complexion was dark blue, his garments golden, wearing a peacock feather, colored minerals, springs of flower buds, and a garland of forest flowers and leaves. He was dressed just like a dramatic dancer. He rested one hand upon the shoulder of a friend, and with the other twirled a lotus. Lilies grazed over his ears, his hair hung down over his cheeks, and his lotus-like face was smiling. So this is what awaits Krishna's beautiful smiling face, holding a lotus flower in his hand with lilies over his ears, holding his hand on another friend. This beautiful form of the Supreme Lord awaits each sadhaka. Of course, at our level, it may come in different forms of the blessings on our path, which makes our path easy to move ahead when we take shelter of the Supreme Lord. So then these Brahman Patnis who were eagerly have been waiting for the beautiful form of darshan of the Supreme Lord, they were just, when they saw this beautiful form with their eyes as cups, they were drinking those beautiful form of the Supreme Lord through their eye apertures, they're taking within their heart and embracing this beautiful form of Sri Krishna to their heart content within their hearts. And all the anxieties or the intense separation which they were experiencing was completely satisfied and pacified. And then when Krishna sees these ladies who have come with all the bhoga and everything, Sukadeva Goswami very beautifully describes, Vigya Akhila Drig Drishta, that Krishna is Akhila Drishta, who knows what is happening in every living entity's heart. Prasanna Prahasit Ananah. Very smilingly Krishna spoke these following words. Krishna, who knows the struggles of all the living entities. Here Shukadeva Goswami is saying, Vigya Akhila Drig Drishta. That Krishna, who knows what is happening, what are the struggles each sadhaka is performing, is going through in his life. So Krishna knows each. He is Akhila Drig, the vision of all the creatures. It's quite intense, right? To have the data of what all living being is struggling or suffering. I don't know how many GBs or not GBs or terabytes and whatever. I don't know how it is possible. It's humanly, that is Krishna's glory. We can see from this just one aspect how Krishna knows each and every living entity. He knows his thoughts, his struggles and everything. If we can just try to even understand this, we can understand the glories of the Supreme Lord. How can someone even think of fathoming the data of the thoughts of all the living entities? Even our own individual person's thoughts. If we count in a day, in a minute or in an hour, probably it will be unlimited number of thoughts. It will fill the whole terabytes of data. And that for Krishna to process for every individual being. It's not like the CCTV cameras data files which deleted every week. That's how it is. About 15 days you have to delete them, otherwise it's all filled. But Krishna has the record of each one of us from millions of lives, what we have been doing, what we have been thinking, what we have been doing, and how we have been struggling in our path to reach, in our sadhana bhakti, and in our path to reach Him. So that all that is being recorded, noted, remembered by the Supreme Lord for every individual soul. That is Akhila Drig Drishta. That is the Supreme Lord. It's an enormous work for us, right? How can somebody even do that or remember that? And that to reciprocate with that individual according to that. Very individual packages for every living being. That is Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So when Krishna sees, he acknowledges the struggles, the difficulties which these ladies came across. And Krishna says, Swagatam U Mahabhaga. Oh, most fortunate ladies, welcome, welcome. Great that you have come. Asitam Karvam Kim. What can I do for you? You have come to me. Please tell me, what can I do for you? Yenno Didrishya Prapta. Upapannam Idam Hi Vaha. Please sit down, make yourself comfortable. What can I do for you? That you have come to see me is most appropriate. Krishna acknowledges the sadhaka's struggle and his attempt to reach him. Krishna says, Upapannam. Oh, very good. It is perfect what you have done. It is befitting. Upapannam. This one word is so hopeful that Krishna is saying, okay, what you are doing, you are on this path to me. To reach me, that is upapannam. That is fitting. Whatever other faults are there in your endeavor, it's fine. At least you are on the path to reach me. It is most befitting. And Krishna says, what can I do for you? So in this way, Krishna reciprocates with their desires, and then Krishna asks them, of course, to go back to their brahmanas, and the brahman patni say that, who will accept us now? We are reputed, and everyone knows that we left home. Everyone saw us leaving their homes, fighting with our husbands, our father-in-laws, our mother-in-law, our parents, our children. How will we be accepted? Krishna says, do not worry, go back. Even the demigods will vouch for your glory. That was Krishna's promise to this. You go back, and very Krishna beautifully explains to them that how you can actually become more attached to me. Very soon, yeah, Krishna explains the process. Shanva darshanadhyanam mai bhayo anukirtanat natatha sannikarshena pratiyat tato grahan. It is by hearing about me, Shanvad, by seeing my deity form, meditating upon me, chanting my names and glories that love for me develops. And not by physical proximity. Therefore, please go back to your homes. And then, of course, Krishna gives the assurance that the brahmanas will accept you. And when these ladies go back to the home and when their brahmana husband sees their ecstatic symptoms being manifested, their constant remembrance of the Supreme Lord, the loving, the ecstatic symptoms manifest on their bodies, they understand that they are not these ordinary Brahman or not ordinary ladies who do not understand the Siddhanta or the essence of the scriptures. And with beautiful verse, they condemn themselves and what they have been doing. Dig janma, that is, our birth, let our birth go to hell. To hell with our birth, nastri vrid yattad, dig vritam, dig bahu jatam, dig kulam, dig kriya daksham, vimukh yete adhokshajah. So that is what we were discussing in this beautiful verse, in the purport. To hell with our threefold birth, to our vow of celibacy, our extensive learning, to hell with our aristocratic background, our expertise in ritualistic sacrifices. These are all condemned because we are inimical to the transcendental personality of Godhead. So that's what in the purport, this beautiful purport is explained, that all these expert ritualism or expert jnana, which seeking liberation or seeking material happiness, dharma, artha, whatever is mentioned, is not worth it if it is inimical to the transcendental personality of Godhead. So in this way they condemn themselves and then eventually decides by the blessings, by the association of the Brahman Patanis, they decide to surrender to the Supreme Lord. Of course, the Bhagavatam describes, even though they surrender, they want to go to see Krishna, but still that fear that Kamsa might come to know that we went to see Krishna and he might punish us. So that faith still did not fructify in those. Even though the Brahman Patanis gave up everything, because at that time, in those times, a lady leaving home, giving up husband, parents, meant they will not be accepted. So they gave up everything to receive the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And Krishna reciprocated in a very beautiful way. So that's how in the life of a sadhaka, these struggles, these obstacles of husbands, wives, children, whatever different things will come. But if we sincerely get the strength as these Brahman Patanis by Dhirga Shruta, by regular hearing about Krishna's glories and pastimes and His holy names, we develop the strength to overcome these obstacles. And then Shishirada Gopinath, Gornithai, Gopalji are waiting for each one of us to reciprocate in a most befitting way. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Shri Prabhupada Ki, Hare Krishna.